When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So tonight we're going to talk about darkness and edge and art. If you don't know, Eminem released a new song, and it is wild. I should start off by saying I'm not a fan of Eminem or his music. Normally, I view him and his music pizza cutter. All edge, no point. Not my thing. At the same time, I do understand that there is a level of genius in his lyrics. He's one of those people you look at and you're like, man, if we could only get him to use his powers for good instead of evil. My friends are aware of my taste in music, so I was really surprised to have literally half a dozen tell me today that I had to listen to this. Okay, whatever. Quite a few of you guys as well. So I did what I was told to do. I listened to it. I didn't watch the video. Put it on, let it play, went on about what I was doing. And I heard the Hunter S. Thompson reference. I'm like, that's got to be why my friends want me to listen to this. Didn't understand why a lot of you wanted me to. And 2 minutes, 20 seconds in, I hear the word hecklers. And I realize he has his Curious George patch on upside down. He's talking about one thing, it seems like he's talking about something else. He's drawing people in. And all of the other things that have double meanings all came into focus. If you're not familiar with that community or those products, Heckler is a brand. It is a high-dollar brand. It is Ferrari. At the risk of offending fanboys of another brand, they really are perfection right out of the box. So that's what caught my ear. And at that point, I was like, oh, man. So I pulled it back up, rewound it, and started watching the video. How could I not love it? How could I not love it? The Easter eggs, the visual cues, the desire to induce confusion to make a point. Make people think you're talking about one thing and then something else. It's great. It really is. The funny thing is, around 344 to 355, there's a part where I think everybody is presuming that it doesn't have a double meaning when the entire rest of the song does. If you're watching the video, that portion seems like it's the person in the video saying it. I think it is, but I think it's also Eminem saying it. I think he's saying, I don't have the answers to this. And in the end, this isn't going to matter. And he's talking about the song in the video. He's just showing and demonstrating one of the most powerful forms of art. And this is art. He's holding a mirror up to reality. Just letting people see it. He's doing it in a decidedly Eminem way with a lot of edge, but that's what he's doing. And it's powerful, no doubt. I think he's right. It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. I don't know that I agree with what he implied. I don't even know if he implied his beliefs, what I inferred his beliefs to be from this video. But what I do agree with him on, we do need to have a serious conversation about it. Again, how could I not like this? This whole video is, let's talk about it. and I'm not talking about the MGK thing, I'm talking about, let's talk about this issue. And the thing is, what are people talking about? The video, not the issue. I think he knew that was going to happen. I think he understood that his knack for Edge was just going to allow people to blow this off as him being him when he is trying to provoke conversation. A lot of what he said in there, and I don't know if he researched it or he just happened to be right, a lot of it's true. As far as, you know, couldn't find a motive. Well, no. The most recent research suggests there isn't one. So multiple stressors, acting on somebody who has managed to blend their grievances and paint one institution or one group as the source of all of their problems. That's what the most recent research suggests. And yeah, so you don't have a motive. I think the location and the event that he chose to mimic, I think that was a good choice because it was the one that was just the most unbelievable. And I mean that literally. There were people who didn't want to believe that one person could do that because it was so shocking. You know, people creating theories, there had to be more. And if you go to, let's talk about making things quieter, it actually explains all the science behind the sounds. And yeah, I mean, that's how it works. You have multiple sounds from one shot. I would suggest that the ending of It's Not Gonna Matter, followed by Get Out the Vote, is a little self-defeating for somebody who likes to push the envelope. It's the only part of it I didn't like. Getting out the vote when you're talking about a problem this big, there's no savior. It's us. Sometimes there's justice and sometimes there's just us. There's no massive government solution to this. It's gonna be us. We have to change the culture. And the thing is, I say us, but it's not gonna be us. It's not gonna be people his and my age. It's gonna be people younger than us. People that have had to live through this, be impacted by it. They're gonna have to make the choices, the hard ones. They're gonna have to decide whether they want to adjust the culture, adjust society, or adjust the laws. Those are their options. And those options will, they'll decide on them long after we have met our old friend. Anyway, until that day comes, we can just look forward to more of the same, because it's not going to make a difference. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good night.